Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to The Finance Show here on tipdb.co.uk. It is 10 a.m. on Thursday, the 27th of October, 2016, and we're rushing headlong towards the U.S. elections. And who better to talk about them than somebody who's been described as a Canadian by one of our viewers, Alessio Rustani from leadingtrader.com. Canadian, American?
Let's go with the second one.
Doesn't matter.
I've actually really wanted to go to Canada. I haven't had an opportunity yet, but I really want to go. Got a lot of friends there. But speaking of U.S. elections, so what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts is that, unfortunately for people who support Trump, it's not looking very pretty. But, you know, anything can happen. I think the whole thing will rely on whether the have-nots vote for Trump.
The have-nots, yeah.
Just the same people, the have-nots who voted for Brexit over here, the have-nots and the anti-establishment people.
I mean, I promised myself after the Brexit vote that came out, I promised I would never trust a poll ever again. I still want to keep myself to that promise because it's difficult to get, you know, saturated and believe into these polls. And we saw what happened with Brexit, you know. Everyone said the Remain vote was going to win, and everyone expected that result, and we know the opposite happened. So I'm still not completely trusting the polls right now. I don't really know what the result's going to be. But I will say this, and I want your viewers to actually be aware of this. On Election Day, on Tuesday, November 8th, keep an eye on two states. These will be the first states to announce the results, and this will be Georgia and Indiana. And for folks who may not know, Georgia and Indiana are traditionally, you know what, are they red states or blue states? They're red states. Okay, so they're traditionally Republican. Now, here's the thing you want to watch out for. If Georgia, and here's the thing, the polls close for Georgia at 7 p.m. UK time. That's 7 p.m. Eastern time. 7 p.m. Eastern. So watch for that result. Because if Georgia turns blue, traditionally red, but if Georgia turns blue, becomes Democrat, it's very likely that Clinton then will win. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm saying watch Georgia and Indiana. And I'll let you know at the end of this session what we think the S&P will do if that happens. Let's continue, I think.
Okay, let's go on to the today's news, which is focusing on Barclays, which posted a bumper third quarter pre-tax profits on bond trading boom in the third quarter with £1.7 billion made over that time as it followed US peers in reporting the investment banking business growing, and that's from Reuters. Deutsche Bank, unbelievably, still there and reporting a profit despite a tough environment. A small third quarter profit beating very low expectations, 278 million euros, a big turnaround from the 6 billion euro loss in the same period last year. So it would appear that Deutsche Bank will live to fight another day. I'm not quite sure whether that's a good thing or not, but it's still with us. Next, we've got a commentary from Nicole Elliott. Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle. The IMF estimates that as at October 2016, European banks were nursing a total of 900 billion euros in non-performing loans. Despite this Reuters reports, yesterday it saw draft legislation on implementing new Basel bank rules, which says own funds requirement for market risk will be phased in. Rather than forcing all global banks to comply by 2019 as per Basel Committee on Banking Supervision Requirements, the European Commission sees its banks as being too thinly capitalized to manage this feat. Yesterday, the Financial Times reported that Bank of England's Prudential Regulation Authority set out a request for large British banks to detail their current exposure to Deutsche Bank and to the bigger Italian banks. Well, better late than never, but just amazing how many regulators and other pen pushers are around on that page. Yeah. You've got the Basel red tape. You've got everybody there, supervision, banking supervision, Europe. I mean, who pays for all that stuff? The prudential regulation thing. I mean, the best thing is obviously have a job in one of these organizations.
Yeah, it's certainly not going to be, it's not going to work very well with folks who wanted a Brexit without all the red tape and all the nonsense the EU presumably would bring.
Well, no, we're going to deliver our own red tape now. So,
oh, is that right?
The Prudential Regulation Authority and others. So it's all working out wonderfully. Next up, the economic calendar. UK CBI retailing reported sales, US durable goods orders and initial jobless claims, and pending home sales. And then the ECB's Mersch speaks in Hackenberg, Germany today. On to sentiment with OMDA clients, one of my favourite slides of each day. Very long of silver and gold, and the reason the reason I'm rather bearish on gold from current levels around 1260s is because I think that too many people are long of it. I wouldn't say smart or dumb, but that's the view I would
Right. Well, the recent reports from the commodities, from the COT report, Commitment of Traders report, shows that the smart money have reduced their short exposure to gold. So that kind of is a little bit bullish for gold, but I agree with you. I think that this chart, this table here, which shows that, again, you don't like this term, but let's face it, the dumb money is still very bullish on gold and silver, and the smart money still remains short on these metals. I think I agree with you. We might have another test, I think, of 1250, but if we take out 1250, I think, yes, 1210 to 1200 is on the cards. I would be a buyer on gold at 1200. I still long-term bullish on these metals, but we'll see. I think one interesting thing also here is that notice that euro pound has become very bearish, and British pound is a little bit mixed there. But we'll talk about that later in the show, hopefully.
Well, for me, that 60% is enough to suggest that there's going to be a new leg to the downside.
No, so not necessarily. For me, 60% is not too conclusive. It's too much in the middle. For me, the more extremes are better. Better sentiment readings. Anyway.
Okay, let's go along to our next chart, which is the Tip TV trade of the day, which is Kiwi Yen, breach of falling trend line followed by repeated rebound from 72.50 area with positive MACD points to further gains ahead. You can see that break that we've seen. Buy around 74.90, objective 76.80 to 77.50, stops below 73.70. Moving along, your input.
Yeah, actually, for again, folks who like to trade currencies and who have an interest in technical analysis, then this is an interesting setup. It's probably one of my favorite setups right now. This is on a 60-minute chart, an hourly chart of the New Zealand dollar, the Kiwi, forming a corrective pattern. We'll take a look at the daily chart in a few moments, but the likely path is lower. I would sell any rallies back to 71.90. I think personally we've broken through this corrective pattern, so it's okay to maybe establish a small position here, but any rallies back up to that mid-range level there can be sold. My targets are down there at 70.80 and potentially at the 0.7 level, which is the Elliott wave targets, wave 3 and 5. So if you go to the next chart, guys, and the daily chart shows something very similar. Let me go to that chart pretty soon. Okay, here it is. So what do you think, Zach? I mean, does that look to you like a downtrend?
Pretty good topping formation there, head and shoulders with the right-hand shoulder ready to be deployed. And, 69.50 looks like the place for that to go.
The wave count seems to show that we're in a wave 3. Made a pullback to the 21 EMA. My arrow there shows a potential move down to support 69.50, 70 level. And the next one is corn. Now, here's an interesting setup I mentioned, in fact, a few weeks ago. And I recommended corn. Also, I recommended this to Tip TV viewers as well. So 1880 was my target. Is that green arrow you see? That was our entry. That was our recommended entry. Currently in profit, and it appears you're making a bullish reversal with uptrending wave count. So that's my next target at 20.50. What do you think, Zach? I mean, to me, this is like a bullish reversal, almost a head and shoulder pattern.
Yeah, I mean, also you've got that the latest support above former neckline resistance, and we've had the gap the gap higher earlier this month and fill the gap and then back up again. So that is also...
We seem to be seeing a series of lower high, sorry, higher lows and higher highs.
A nice turnaround there. Yeah. Okay, well, let's move along with the Breca recommendations that I picked out. Interesting there, Berenberg going for a buy on AA. AA, just a report out today regarding car insurance premiums, which have risen, gone up 16% over the last year, and share prices falling down on that basis. GlaxoSmithKline, better than expected third quarter figures from then, obviously helped by the stronger dollar and weaker sterling. And Deutsche Bank, I think, rather ungenerous as far as the rating there on the stock, I would suggest, at hold. And the Lloyds Banking Group, private investors seem to be, or retail investors seem to be rather upset that they can't get involved in the latest share offering there. That was the headline. Otherwise, the latest news dominated by the PPI payout and all these big banks are just getting fined every few months. I mean, I think that something has to be done about that.
Speaking of the pharmaceutical stock, GlaxoSmithKline, which I believe is a pharmaceutical stock, in the U.S., a lot of the biotech pharmaceuticals have got hit pretty badly because of the Trump tape. Basically, for folks who may not know, pharmaceuticals, essentially, the industry, they want the Republicans to win, not the Democrats, because the Democrats, especially Hillary Clinton, has promised that she's going to crack down very hard on pharmaceuticals, especially those that jack up the prices, which, you know, certainly... The pharmaceuticals have been guilty of jacking up prices ridiculously, as we know, a famous example when...
HIV treatment.
Exactly, when they made the price like $1,000 for a pill or something like that. I can't remember. 1,000% increase in the price anyway. So pharmaceuticals are right now getting hit because it appears the Republicans may lose this election. We don't know what's going to happen, but that's one thing to watch, because if the U.S. election carries a surprise... And if Republicans win, then look at biotech and look at pharmaceuticals in the U.S., because there could be a potential buying opportunity.
We certainly will. Alessio Ristani from LeadingTrader.com, thank you for opening the Tip TV Finance Show today.
Thanks.
We'll be back after the break.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.